Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we are going over three of the top weight loss questions of the week. Clients ask me questions all the time, so I like to pick three that I feel that will relate to all of you. And I'll be doing these top three questions every Wednesday, so make sure to stay tuned, okay? At the end of each episode, I will give you Josephine's healthy tip of the week so that you always get the best results. Reminder, every week, watch for our new Innovation Healthy Food Store, where we'll be showing you different meal combinations, not only from our Innovation Store, but also home-cooked meal restaurants. We'll also be going over food combinations on the 5-Hour Fast, the Signature Innovation, and all different programs. So this way, you know how to combine your foods each day to get the best results, okay? Because this is all about you, and I want you to do the best. I know how hard weight loss is, and I know how much work you put into it. So these are all little things that will help you get the best results so you work hard and see and feel the best, okay? So also, please don't forget to subscribe and follow our podcast so you always know when there is a new episode out. And of course, if you do like this podcast and it helps you in any way, please give it a thumbs up because all of these things really help the podcast grow in the most significant way. So I thank you in advance. Okay, let's jump right into the top three weight loss questions of this week. One, why does the 5-hour fast work so good? And would it work if I did it in 7 hours instead of five? Great question. I do get this a lot. When we do the 5-hour fast, the whole idea is to only eat in the same 5 hours every day, right? So basically, you're picking the same 5 hours each day for 6 days. And the reason the 5-hour fast works so great, because when you pick the same 5 hours, that gives your body 19 hours to burn fat. Once you eat, your body has processed everything it ate by the 12th hour. So now, 12 to 19 hours is all fat burn, okay? Now, I'm really going over the 5-hour right now, but it's going to go into if you can do 7 hours, so on. So along with the fat burn, it's also very good for your health. We know this, okay? The 5-hour, I'm a definite advocate. I love it. I do it. It's, you know, studies have proven the benefits. It supports blood sugar management. It supports brain function. It delays aging. It supports your metabolism regulation. There's so many things. Those are just a few, but it goes on and on. But just because it's amazing and works amazing doesn't mean everyone can do it. And that's what we're talking about right now, right? That's what the question is about. Can you do it in 7 hours? Well, of course you can. You can absolutely do it in 7 hours. You can do it in 8 hours, but you won't get the best benefits. But will it still work? Yes, it absolutely will work, but it'll be slower weight loss because now your body has less time to burn fat. Okay. So the more that you extend the hours of your fast, the less time it has to burn fat. Okay. So that's really important. And that's why the 5 hours work so well because your body, it's resistant to burn fat to begin with. So it needs time to do that. And that's the whole point. The 5-hour, it's giving you that time after the 12 hours, after it processed all the food that you ate in your 5 hours, you have from the 12 to 19 hour to burn fat. Now, if you extend those fasting hours, you're giving yourself less time to burn the fat. It doesn't sound like a big difference maybe, but it absolutely is. Every hour is going to make a big difference when you're burning fat. Okay. Also, another thing that you should think of, when you extend your hours, you're going to be hungrier because mentally, you know, now you have more time. When you're eating your two meals, and two snacks in your 5 hours, you're full because it's a lot of food for 5 hours. But if you extend that and do your two meals and two snacks, you're not going to feel as full. And that is definitely going to play a part with the mental part of it, getting through those hours. It's almost easier if you ever felt like when you started eating, all of a sudden you became hungry. It's the same concept. When you're eating in 5 hours, you're full. A lot of times people can't even finish their food in the 5 hours because it's such a short time. But extend that, all of a sudden it turns and you're hungrier. So just keep that in mind because that's really important. And remember also, the fasting is not something you have to do every week. You can incorporate it whenever you want a quicker loss or even just to mix up your weeks. I do the fasts more often and then I'll incorporate the signature innovation depending on my plans, maybe on the weekend or if we're going on vacation, I'll change it up. But most of the time I will do the fast. I tend to eat at night. It's just how I work. So it works for me. But most clients will do the opposite. They'll do the signature innovation and incorporate the fast every couple of weeks. Or if they have a big event, they'll do the fast for a couple of weeks straight. So you have to really do what works for you. And more importantly, what you are capable of. Because the program that works for you is the one you can follow, and only you can decide which one that is. Okay. So let's go on to question number two. Another popular question. Do I have to exercise to lose weight? No, absolutely not. I have a lot of clients that do not exercise for many different reasons. Some just don't like it and others for health reasons. The bottom line is if you follow your menu, you can lose weight without exercising, but you can't exercise and lose weight if you are not following your menu. Okay. We know this. We've spoken about this. The food is key with weight loss. So basically, you know, I have clients who will tell me they exercise all day and they never lose a pound because they didn't change their eating. And I see so many clients who never exercise and they are always losing and get to their lowest weight. So follow your menu and the weight will come off. Okay. That is the key. Just remember, when you don't exercise and you lose weight, I call it skinny fat. It's a different look. You're thin, but you have no muscle tone. So you tend to have like more fat on your body. If you're younger, if you're older, the skin will tend to hang. And you've seen this, right? So whether you can or can't exercise, the bottom line is people who exercise and lose weight always look better than people who lose weight and do not exercise. So I could have two people the same size, lost the same amount of weight, and they're the same height, but the one who exercises is going to be significantly smaller because of the muscle. Muscle takes up less room than fat. So the bottom line, if you can exercise, try to eventually incorporate it, even if you lose all your weight. Say you lose all your weight and then you start incorporating exercise. That's still fantastic. Do that if that works for you. But obviously, if you can't exercise because of health reasons, then you listen to your doctor. And at the end of the day, we know being thin, eating healthy is the most important thing for longevity, whether you exercise or not. Okay. So that answers that question. Three, do I have to take a cheat day? I feel like I'm doing something wrong. No, you don't have to do a cheat day if you don't want to. But the clients that incorporate at least a cheat meal actually do the best. It helps your body not get used to what it's doing every week. Plus, it gives you something to look forward to. When you're trying to lose weight, the mental part of the program is so important. The cheat day gives you the light at the end of the tunnel each week. It helps you stick to the program. When it's Wednesday and you're struggling and you want to cheat, you know in a couple of days, you can have it. So it's worth it to wait. But I can tell you from experience in dealing with thousands of clients, they do better when they do the cheat, okay? Because it helps them stick to their on-program days. And that's the key. You can't cheat a little bit every day. You'll never lose weight. You'll maintain. If you cheat more than a little bit every day, you'll gain. You have to have your 6 on-program weight loss days. And knowing that you can have your cheat on it at the end of the week really helps you stick to those 6 days. And that's why it works so well. Also, it helps you learn how to maintain. Most people lose weight, then as soon as they start incorporating foods back in, they gain it all back all over again. The cheat day helps you avoid that. It helps you learn right from the beginning of how when you go off the program, you get right back on. So let's go over it quickly. It helps you stick to your weight loss days. It helps your body not get used to what you are doing every week. So every Monday, it feels like you're starting a new weight loss program, and that is when you do best. It also helps you learn how to maintain by going off and getting right back on program every single week. Not to mention, it's so great when you have the holidays, events, dinners out. The most important thing is just don't abuse it. It's not meant to wake up and eat from morning until night. It's meant to have things that you miss through the week, something to look forward to. You know, maybe pick a meal or two, a dessert or two. Enjoy what you missed all week. That is what it's for and how it works the best. Now, just to address what you said in the question, as far as you feel like you're doing something wrong because it's called a cheat, it's called a cheat day, but it's also part of the program. So it's kind of like, that's where the book came from, cheat day rules. It's the rules of the cheat day. So you're simply adding cheats in that you wouldn't have on your weight loss days. But you can always change the name if it makes you feel better. One of my clients recently that came in came up with choice day. He liked choice day instead of cheat day. It, you know, he felt that if you make it your choice day, then you're choosing what you want on that day that's different from your on-program days. That's great. If it helps, definitely do it. Whatever helps you stay on program and stick to your 6 weight loss days, it is what's going to make the difference in your results. And that's what's most important, okay? So whether you call it a cheat day, whether you call it a choice day, whatever makes you happy and makes you stick to those on-program days, that's what it's about. That's what it's for. Okay, so those are your 3 questions and your 3 answers. Now let's get to the healthy tip of the week. My weekly tip for you to get the best results. Know what you want and stop making excuses why you can't get there. I hear it all the time, why you can't do it, how hard everything is. Listen, you have to remember everyone is in the same boat. If you walk into the innovation store and you see clients who look amazing and you're like, how do they do it? You have to remember they have busy schedules too. They have family, friends, kids, sports, work. Everyone's in the same boat. They just don't make excuses why they can't do it. Instead, they know why they have to do it. They do it because it makes them feel good. They know they want what they want, and they know the only way to get it is to work hard for it every day. It doesn't mean they are perfect. They're not. I can tell you firsthand they're not. It means they don't give up. They don't stop. They don't make excuses when they mess up. They own it. They move on to a better day and a better week and a better month. They don't tell themselves, oh, I have too much going on, or I have a party next week, or I don't have time. If you keep telling yourself these things, that is exactly where you're going to end up, exactly where you are, making excuses and not happy with how you feel and look. They don't do that. They don't give themselves excuses. They know what they want and they work hard for it every day, even when they mess up. So change it today. Okay. Change it now. Stop the excuses. And instead start telling yourself that you have to do this. You feel your best when you are on program, doing the right things, when you jump on the scale and it's going in the right direction, and when you get up in the morning and you feel so good about getting dressed, and you get all these things by doing the right things, making the right choices, and not making excuses of why you can't do it. Change your mindset and you will change your life. We can talk ourselves into anything. Make sure you are talking yourself into reaching your goals, because that is what is important to you. And that is where and how you will find success. One more thing I wanted to add in. We are super excited and honored to be nominated for Best Long Island Weight Loss Center. So please, if you have an opportunity, vote for us by going on www.bestoflongisland.com. We appreciate all the support and we are so excited about the nomination. So thank you. That's all I have for now. I hope these questions helped. If you have any questions that you would like answered, please DM me or email me. They're down below. And I'm wishing everyone a healthy, happy, positive week. Much love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.